Hey, come on up here, Bailey. We've got a couple mission things we want to tell you about. And so we have a sweet young sister here. I don't know if you remember Stuart Ortman, who's come, Stuart and Susie. They were part of Keystone and went to Houston and helped launch the team down there that LJ is part of and we partner with, an inner city team. They were back up in Keystone for a while. This is their oldest daughter. And Stuart's the one that got shot up in Haiti, or he didn't get shot up, but his team did, and told that crazy story one time we were here. Great missional people who live in Wichita. And this is one of the crazy radical revivalists that's in their family. And so she's going to tell you about a new adventure she has.
Yeah, good morning, church. Nice to meet you, too.
Awesome.
So I would like to share a quote with you really quick. It's one of my favorite quotes, and it goes like this. Modern-day slavery. It sounds like a paradox. Hasn't humanity progressed? Didn't we leave slavery dead on the battlefields of the American Civil War? Didn't social reforms like Abraham Lincoln and William Wilberforce legislate against such cruelty over 100 years ago? Or so we had thought. But today, with over 27 million people enslaved across the world, human trafficking is on the battlefronts of the century. Every time I read this, it breaks my heart again, because I can't get out of my head this reality of there being slaves in our world today. People literally held in chains or cages, whether those chains and cages are physical or mental or emotional. And I was reading the scriptures in Exodus, a chapter where the Lord is talking about Israel, and it says, the sons of Israel cried out because of their bondage. They cried out for help, and God rose. God heard their groaning, and God remembered them. God saw the sons of Israel, and he took notice of them. The Lord isn't blind to pain and suffering that goes on in this planet, and he has put it really deeply on my heart to contradict this pain and suffering in any way that I possibly can. And that has led me to a trip to Romania, going to work in some of the darker places of the red light district, dealing with women and children that have been and are currently bound in prostitution. I'll be working with a lady down there, and her slogan is she kidnaps kidnapped women. So she's like breaking into bars undercover with little camera pens and everything, trying to get these women out of slavery and then into an isolated location where they can live and be safe and just come to know the love and the grace of Jesus Christ. So I'm really excited to be going and working with them, and I would covet all of your prayers, because it is dangerous, and I am traveling alone. So please pray for me, and then also just pray for the women. The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few, so pray to the Lord of the harvest to send out harvesters and pray for the harvest.
That's awesome. So you have a website, and it's connected to a verse. Read the verse for us.
Oh, yeah.
By the way, 4-, 5-, and 6-year-olds, who's doing that? I just can't believe I've let time go by. Sorry, Lizzie. Lizzie's got them for the next half hour to teach them about Jesus. Yeah, it's okay. Read this verse.
So this is my favorite verse as of present, and it is Ecclesiastes 10:5-7. And it says, there is an evil under the sun, like an error which goes forth from a ruler. Folly is set in many exalted places, while the rich men sit in humble places. I have seen slaves riding on horses and princes walking on the ground like slaves. And my heart would be to see like these 27 million slaves riding on horses as an army ready to fight for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. And so you have a website called?
Yes. My website is slavesonhorses.com.
Slavesonhorses.com.
So you can look that up and see. I'll be putting updates as to where and what's going on. And yeah, please pray for me and look that up. And yes.
That'd be awesome. So we want to pray for Bailey. And if you want to partner with her, if some sort, please pray, because it is a bit of a dangerous area where she's going. They are delivering slaves, which is awesome, women. And if you want to partner with her, obviously in prayer or giving, you can do that through us. But we just wanted you to see her and splash it on you, because she is really a mighty woman of God that's just serving the Lord. So, Father, in Jesus' name, thank you for Bailey. We pray for blessing on her. We pray for your leading. Pray for your protection. Pray you use her for your glory's sake, most of all, that you put her right where she's supposed to be, that she could release the gifting that's in her and participate in this global team that you're gathering for justice. In Jesus' name, we praise you, Father, that you're setting captives free. We pray for this horrific situation of human trafficking to come to an end. We know it'll take your return to break it fully, But we're asking, Father, for dents in the thing, for breaks in the thing, and that you would rescue them. May these slaves ride on victorious horses and carry your message everywhere. And we just thank you again for our little sister, and that she is filled with your spirit and filled with your purpose. Use her for your glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. That's awesome. Great.